Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, sitting at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, even right now, interceding for us. Family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 415, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading Psalm 21. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant us your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word and to understand it and to comprehend it, to love it more, to cherish it more, to respect it more, to obey it more, and to share it with others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. And Lord, we pray that you would fit us for your use and your blessing and your receiving, Lord of your truth. Crush and crucify our flesh in the old man within us and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. And rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time together. And Lord, receive all glory, praise, and honor to your name. Lift up your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Save those who are lost and revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Psalm, at Psalm 21, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice! Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine kingdom. The Lord shall swallow them up. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you, and hopefully others do as well, for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts, and help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives and to obey it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, my beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 101. We're at Psalm 10:12. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. With what bold language will faith address its God? And yet, what unbelief is mingled with our strongest confidence? Fearlessly, the Lord is stirred up to arise and lift up his hand. Yet timidly, he is begged not to forget the humble, as if Jehovah could ever be forgetful of his saints. This verse is the incessant cry of the church, and she will never refrain therefrom until her Lord shall come in his glory to avenge her of all her adversaries. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for this time together around your holy word, a book that we have read in our family many, many times, all the way through in a devotional fashion. And now, Lord, we have the privilege of walking through that same powerful book with your choice servant, he being dead yet speaketh, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and we give you the glory, all of it, the praise and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, we're going to go to our family segment, or to our family verses, as I call it, which is very necessary. For some reason, God chose, God chose to give a series of commandments to family members. And you know it's God, because God is talking to the husband, the wife, the children, the father, and the mother, and informs us about the devil, a creature that we have not seen, but we know that he exists. And so we've already dealt with thoroughly, once again, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. And so we're going to read 32 now. 31 and 32. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife. That means that the woman has to leave her father and mother as well. And parents, we know that this is a painful, strange time, but you got to get your head about it and around it. You understand? Because this is the reality. It is a strange and difficult thing. But it's one way that God reminds you that you do not own the children. Brother, sister, they're not yours. God used you to bring them into the world. He used the pleasure that you gained from sex to bring them into the world. And that's all. And then he gave you the privilege, if you saw it as a privilege instead of a drudgery, to raise them from their little cherubic period of angelic period. And I saw a baby the other day. She blessed my heart. Now let me tell you something. This baby, she loved this particular auntie. And I mean, she's a baby. I mean, a little baby. But she recognized her aunt. And she loved, there's something about her aunt. She was so lovable herself and so sweet. And the baby picked that up. And she wanted that auntie to stay with her. And she probably was more excited about being with her auntie than her mother. But she, her auntie would read a little something to her from a book. And this baby would just go crazy with laughter and joy. And then the auntie would respond in the same way. She got so tickled at how tickled she got, the baby got. I bring it up because I remember those days when the children had that little cherubic thing going on, that angelic look, and how that you could talk to them. My wife didn't realize that you could talk to them, but I knew that you could talk to them. I don't know how I knew that, other than God told me. And they understood. And they appreciated it too, little babies. And they appreciated the fact that you would talk to them like they're adults. And they would act like they understand and everything. And they did understand, I believe. But anyway, that's a privilege, my dear friend, to go through that process. Now, wait a minute. Okay, let me just say this. Some of you old fogies out here trying to be cute. And you went to the diabetes infested My Time site. And here you are 50 years old, going on 50, or you 50, you're in your 50s. Don't bow your head yet, it's not time to pray. And then you marry some young buck or some young thing, and they want children. And then you, like a crazy person, go down and start taking pills and fertilizer and everything else to try to get yourself pregnant or to try to get somebody pregnant. I don't care if you're male or female, let me tell you something. God has blessed me to have 7 children with my wife. And you do not want to have children, start having children when you're in your late 40s and 50s. You don't have the mind. You don't have the energy. Don't do that. I get so tickled at these people, these old people who should be a grandmother or grandfather by now, having babies when they're in their 50s. Don't do that. That's dumb. Okay? Listen to me. I love my children. I thank God for my children, but I'm glad they're all grown. At my age. And I thank God. God gave me the joy and the privilege and the blessing to raise them right. To the point where just yesterday, past 2 days, my son sent me a significant amount of money. My oldest daughter did the same. My next oldest daughter, my oldest son Daniel, and my next oldest daughter Danita, she saved up some money to send for Christmas time. Now they're being a blessing to me. And now my daughter Daniqua, I was knocked out sleep yesterday and should have been up. She woke me up. She was up before me, which is a good thing. And there have been some days that she's gotten up. I didn't even know she was up. She was quiet enough to let me sleep. You see how things reverse? I used to get them up. Now they're doing things to help me out in my old age. And look here. I am thankful for that. That's how it ought to be. You don't need to be bringing old children into the world. You 50-something years old. You do what you want. But you don't have what it takes to raise children all the way up. You just don't. And one thing I know you don't have is energy. You hear me? See, that's why God wants you to marry young and have those babies young. Because you have the energy to raise them. He wants you to raise them with some energy. Okay? He gives you the privilege of doing that. But he wants you to remember, my beloved, that the children belong to him. So, when your children get mad, yes, it's painful. Yes, it's strange. It's weird. And you don't trust the joker that your daughter married, of course. And most mothers don't trust the girlfriend that the son married, of course. Okay, that's just where it is. But that's a reminder to you that the children don't belong to you. They're going to leave. So you better spend time with them now and love on them now and enjoy time with them now, because in a few short years, they will be gone. That's just the nature of the beast. Okay? So you need to get over all that. Okay? Verse 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. And I just want to say to you, baby boomers who find things, transitions in life, extremely hard because you're in a fairy tale world in your mind. For example, you still think you're cute, and you are not. I'm telling you to your face, you're not cute. See? And if you want to get on our time and try to hook up with somebody your age, I think you need to disclose every pill you're taking for your diabetes and for your liver and everything else. Because you could be like an old used car that looks good on the outside, but it is a lemon on the inside. I think you need to chill out and have some, you know, hopefully you have some grandchildren, and you can pray for them and play with them if they ever let you see them. Okay? So, you do as you please. I'm just trying to help you to accept reality. I don't know, any people just tickle me, talking about, oh, I'm going to have a baby when I'm 50 years old. That's terrible. I'm not happy for you, because you don't have the energy level to do that. Energy begins to go down. And I know you can take all the pills you want to try to prop yourself up, but your energy level is going to go down. You're not going to have the energy or the patience for that. So you go on with your bad self. And what I'm trying to get you to do is to accept reality. All right, folks. If the Lord tarries, it's coming, and we live, we will look at verse 33 on tomorrow, which deals with the husband and the wife in one verse, which is a rare verse. Now let's pray for others. Holy Father God, as we continue, we do pray for all Christian families that name the name of Christ, that you'll save each family member and help each family member to act like a saved person and to obey your commandments, not only your Ten Commandments, but to obey these commandments in the family. Pardon me. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving around the world and in our country, in our community, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for all people who name the name of Christ, who say that they are saved, who believe, who have believed in Jesus Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our gross sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of this wickedness. Also, Lord, help us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our sins. And to give back to you our first love, and to, Lord, help us to go back when we had that first love in our lives. And Holy Father God, I pray for everybody in government, from the presidents on down, across the country, around the globe, the government. Lord, we pray for all ministers of government. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost in government. Revive those who are saved in government and help them all to stand for you and to stand on your holy word. For we have in this country have called good evil and evil good. That's how backwards we have become. So, Lord, I pray that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell out of these government servants in this country and around the globe. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We also pray that you would protect and provide for, bless, and deliver all of your people who are being persecuted. Give them your grace for their trying hours and for their dying hours, and help them never to deny you. And prepare us, Lord, for our day. For our day is coming as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who are suffering and hurting and grieving around the world because they have lost loved ones to the coronavirus plague and now Omicron plague. And we pray that you will comfort them as only you can, draw them to yourself for salvation. And Lord, we, as only you can as well, help them to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and humble themselves and to get saved. And Holy Father, God, we pray for some by name. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Idaho resident Paul Rasmussen. We pray for the family and friends of Kansas resident Dicky Belden. We pray for the family and friends of Wisconsin resident Nicole Bendixson. We pray for the family and friends of California Navy Reserve nurse Ivy Quintana Martinez. We pray for the family and friends of Minnesota police officer Jamie Williams. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now for all other prayer requests that have come in. And we pray for the thousands of folks who have sent in prayer requests down through the years and everybody on all of our prayer lists that go back some 42 years. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us strength and the privilege and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray for all of these people, many of them repeatedly regarding their requests. And we thank you, Lord, for the thousands of answers to prayer because you have said in your word, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And we pray, Lord, today for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon all of the people who have ever sent in a prayer request. And Lord, continue to meet their needs and hear and answer their prayers and our prayers for them. And we pray for a few people and their requests and some new people and their requests that have come in. We pray for Jensen. Please destroy the works of Satan in his life and give him abundant life. Completely deliver him from all evil spirits and witchcraft. Help him not to feel lonely. Give him healing, health, and the Holy Spirit's anointing and power in his mind, soul, spirit, and body and life. Give him a complete healing in his mind and thoughts. Bless him with a good job and house. Protect him from the coronavirus plague. We pray for Pastor Bushibi again. And we thank you for the many people who have gotten their prayers answered with this partnership of us praying with them and for them many, many times, and to the point where they come back every time they have a need because they know that we're going to pray for them. Please bless them with resources, meet the needs of the pastoral Bible school training students. Bless them with money to pay the primary high school and college fees for the orphans. Please bless them to build a better structure for the church building. We pray for Cecil. Please heal him of high blood pressure and help him to be obedient to you and serve you with a whole heart for his church family to come together in love and unity and show the love of Jesus in their homes, communities, and to every creature. We pray now, Lord, for all of the people who have gotten saved from hell through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry, Gospel Light Society, Evangelistic Ministries. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. But we give you the glory, praise, and honor for every soul that has gotten saved, who have heard the gospel from any ministry. We pray for Hazel, Nathan, Alexis, Leah, and Elijah. We also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for Rob, Jeffrey, Valerie, Stephen, and Pearl. Lord, continue to draw people to do the same and to get saved. And we praise you and we thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. And Lord, help me to preach at this moment in time. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. and he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart, only you can do that, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.